Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 75, Riding Bats. Some think that the rift that the Dark Ones come from is a place of death, and they are, for the most part, correct. But that is not the whole story. There are places where life exists, but it is at the pleasure of the Dark Ones. There are creatures that the Dark Ones find useful. One such planet is now being approached by a ship that has a group of warriors and others on board. The warriors are the Summoner, Shatter, and Michael. Also, there are Cowboy Jay and the Navigator James, with various crew members, along with a group of puppy dogs. Cowboy Jay has just found out that the ship is in the rift. And now James is about to deliver a little more bad news.
There's another problem. All navigation is gone. The rift is draining our power. We are losing power like crazy.
We'll figure it out.
The lights begin to flicker on.
Keep those lights off! Lady, you just don't understand. We are also in the gravitational pull of that planet.
So you're saying we are going to crash?
I'm saying we are going to crash if we are lucky. We will most likely burn up in the atmosphere.
We could put all remaining power to the heat shields.
We have no guarantee that the remaining power is enough to get us through. In fact, I think we have a guarantee that we don't.
The instruments are just dying. I'm detecting a swarm of what appear to be bats. There are swarms of very high-flying bats planet-wide.
Uh-oh. Here we go. The heat shields just kicked in. Now the energy is draining astronomically. We're going to start burning up shortly.
What if we slowed down? We would stop heating up so badly.
What are you talking about, Summoner? How can we slow down? If there is some kind of propulsion system that can do that, then we don't have enough energy to power it. All our power. The heat shields are cutting out.
The ship begins to heat up. The people start sweating. The puppies begin to yip and cry. The crew rushes to get water out to the people on board. The instruments begin to get too hot to handle. Summoner, I remember. You have to call the bats. The Summoner does not even ask why. He begins to shine. The nearest bats swarm upwards towards the ship. Ah! 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 The ship is tossed around. Some reach out and grab the ship periodically, but then let it go. They slow the fall of the ship as the bats continue out into space. The inhabitants of the ship are brutally tossed around, but no one is too seriously hurt.
Some of the bats are going into space.
These bats are the bodies of the Dark Ones.
Huh?
Yeah, The Dark Ones are nothing more than mists of darkness. But they use the bats. They manufacture the bodies out of them.
Well, this is the perfect place to manufacture them. There are so many bats. How did you know they would catch us?
It is their instinct. We found out that in some of our meetings with the Dark Ones. They brought some of them to the realms. I don't know much about them, but the scientists actually learned quite a bit about them. I remembered that, and that they actually learned to ride them.
Thank goodness for them. They have stopped the insane fall rate.
It doesn't matter. We are still going to crash.
I will keep calling the bats till we are very close to the ground.
This is crazy.
This is also working.
We are getting thrown around pretty badly.
But we probably will not die. You are such a bunghole.
If I didn't have to monitor this fall, there will be time afterwards.
Yes, there will.
Prepare for impact in 30 seconds.
The summoner shines even brighter in intensity, and a gigantic bat swoops down at the last minute and sets the ship down gently.
My goodness! How big do these things get?
And do they eat humans?
They eat plants.
I detected what appeared to be plants on this planet, but I could not believe it. There appeared to be some trees here, too.
The bats eat what are called night shrubs. The plants absorb darkness.
There is no energy in darkness.
Again, I'm not a scientist. I don't know how it works. I just know there is something in the darkness they need.
Who cares? We are trapped in the rift on a non-functional ship. We have no way to get out of here. We are in the heart of the territory of the Dark Ones, and you are discussing what bats eat.
The summoner stops shining, and a worried look comes over his face.
Are you detecting any Dark Ones?
With what? The ship has no more energy. How are you guys not understanding this?
Boom! A hole is blown in the side of the ship, and Dark Ones begin entering.
I guess that answers your question.
There is chaos as the people try to run. A group of Dark Ones rush the warriors.
Fight or run, warriors!
Michael runs to the front of the ship and shines. The Dark Ones freeze as Shatter cuts another opening in the ship.
Run! There are too many!
They run, but when they get out of the hole, they see Dark Ones everywhere, and some are coming, and some are being attracted to the noise.
Holy crap!
The summoner exits the ship and immediately begins to shining violently.
We need help fast.
Bats again come swarming onto the scene. There are large ones. There are small ones. They are everywhere. It is hard to see. They fill the air. It is insane. I think we are going to have to ride these things.
Are you nuts?
The frozen Dark Ones are now on the move and are heading for the hole. Grab or touch their arms. They will grab you by instinct.
We won't be riding them. They will be carrying us. And from what I saw with the ship, they will just drop us, probably to our death.
Maybe there is. I'm going to shine two colors.
What will that do?
The summoner has never shown two colors on purpose. He has always tried to shine only one. He has tried to keep control. But this time, he just lets things happen. He knows that he will lose control. The summoner is shining red. The summoner just lets go. Naturally, a golden color begins to show itself. The golden color calls spirits. The summoner is not focusing on any specific group of spirits. It seems that there are no good spirits to be called here. But there are. There are the spirits of the ship's crew that are being suppressed or just killed by the Dark Ones. The summoner feels himself losing control
as he always does when he shines two colors. He feels himself joining not with the bats, but joining with the spirits. Michael recognizes what is happening and positions himself near the summoner. The summoner feels that he can guide the actions of the spirits. They seem willing to listen. He guides them to the bats, and they calm the bats and convince them to pick up the warriors and crew. The spirits are riding the bats. It is like a big group mind, and it is being led by the summoner. The summoner can feel all of the bats, but he mostly feels the ones that are guided to carry the warriors. Some try to fight the bats at first, but then they just relax and go with it. One could almost say it is instinct, but the bats drop the warriors onto the back of other bats. This is not their nature, so the warriors and the surviving crew find themselves riding on the backs of the bats.
We are escaping! Where's the body of the summoner?
Don't worry. I have him. I grabbed him. It is so dark that it is nearly impossible to see, but the group flies into the darkness at breakneck speeds. They hold on to the bats for dear life as the wind blows them. The feeling is the only thing more surreal than the scene. The bats stream into the darkness of a cave. It is home to many of them. The bats carrying the warriors and crew gently land, letting their riders dismount. Next time, Everything You Want to Know.